Paul, to be able to get the power play goal after their shorthanded goal, 3 minutes or whatever it was, really close apart there, how big was that to not allow any momentum for them to build on a night that your club played very well in?
Well, it gives it a chance to be the game winner, and then you get to shake off. You get to forget about it, the shorthanded goal. And if you don't, right, you burn through 4 minutes of power play time, and you're now tied in a tie game, so critical.
Not a lot of room, obviously, for either team. Did you like the way you guys were able to manage it overall?
I thought after the first 10 minutes we were much better. We struggled with our neutral zone transition in the first 10 minutes and gave up some chances we didn't need to. And then after that, I thought we were pretty good with it.
Paul, yesterday you talked about shot blocking, and that's something that you felt your team's getting better at, but maybe you still don't do a whole lot of. You had 17 blocks tonight, and I'm not sure how many of them came in the third. Jacob Trouba for sure had a few. So
yep.
Did you feel like maybe there was more of a buy-in from everybody to get in those shooting lanes?
I think it started really with our penalty kill a few games ago. Started to get some really critical blocks. We're now running 8 forwards on our kill, so two-thirds of your group is in the mindset of shot blocking, and we're starting to get better at it. So, I mean, you'd prefer not to be shot blocking anybody's shots, but we are getting better at that for sure.
Jack Rossovic obviously was up on the second power play unit, first power play earlier in the year. He hasn't been on there recently, but when Brian got cut and he steps in and contributes to the go-ahead game-winning goal. So what's that like to have a player who you can just slide right in?
Yeah, that's important because you don't have to have a big conversation on the bench, right? The guy's going into a hole that he understands, so you just define his breakout route for him, and it's simple.
Coach, how is your team adjusting and transitioning to playing and getting comfortable without Buff and Josh back there?
You miss those two pieces, right? And as I said before, it's not that they're defensemen. They're very unique defensemen. But I thought a guy like Dmitry Kulikov tonight, right, he's really been good and gotten hard and played big minutes. And that's the only way you're surviving, for sure, having Nate come in and Sammy Niku as a young player come in and do important things for us. But somebody's got to drive the top minutes. So, you know, we've got Ben Sherratt and Jake Trouba carrying a new guy, so to speak, even though Nate's got lots of experience. But it falls on Kulikov and Myers, and I think Dmitry's gotten physical in his game. He's been hard. He's probably about a week into being 100% healthy. He played for 3 weeks with a significant injury, and it didn't show. He played through it. So really impressed with what he's been able to do for us.
And also, just one quick other one, if you don't mind. What have you seen from Mark Scheifele in the last, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, kind of zeroing in his game for getting ready for the playoffs?
I think there's truth to that. So I think I think that's part of a plan for him. He's trying to drive himself into that playoff mode, and it happened. So last year is his first real playoff run. We had the 4 against Anaheim, and then I think after game 3 of the Minnesota series, his kind of game got to a whole different level, and then it ended up setting an NHL record for road goals in a series, right? So it changed the regular season for our entire group. We've been kind of looking for that playoff intensity. I think it's starting to build and starting to build in his game. There's still quite a bit of an adjustment, right? And Patrick's been good on the line, but having 3 righties is an adjustment for him. The other 2 kids that go up there are lefties. So every time a puck turns in a certain corner, what normally said is seeing a one-timer, they see a righty going into the slot. There's some things that they're still trying to adjust to with that line, but he's getting more physically involved in all the plays.
So you're kind of searching for your game when you come home this week, and you give up, I think, 5 against San Jose. Then you play a tough, good, solid game against the Bruins. And then tonight, 2-1, not a lot of chances given up. Do you feel like you're getting there? Is this the Jets playoff game?
So I would say that, though, Mark, going back to before we went on the road, like we lost a game late to Minnesota that we were pretty darn good in, and then we beat Nashville at home and go into Columbus and play a good, solid road game. You go into Tampa and you lose. So does everybody, right? The 8-1 Carolina. But the game, the loss in Washington, might have been the best of the group. I think we'd given up 9 shots through 2 periods and still generated, right? Not sitting back. We were good there. And I felt that way about the San Jose game, too. You give up four, but there's bigger chunks of your game that are getting better. And we certainly don't want to wait for those two defensemen to come back, because it's a good proving ground for our forwards, maybe more than our that defense. We don't move the puck the same way without those two guys, but we move it well enough that there's just not going to be quite as much offense-driven. Dustin and both those guys are, I think, a 30-point defenseman. So we've got to be a little bit better defensively and be a little bit more patient than that is coming into our game, for sure. But it wasn't just when we came home here. For me, it was right after, right at the trade deadline when that left. We played a pretty darn good game against Minnie, and then have kind of built from there for me.
On schedule, though, like let's say the playoffs, whatever they are, they have 3 weeks away.
We need the 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We do. But we just played eight playoff teams that were 5-3. I'm not even going to qualify it with those two guys out, because you play playoff games with key pieces out of your lineup and you got to win. So 5-3, one loss. We got beat by Tampa clean. But I think the San Jose and the Washington losses were pretty darn well played.
Paul, can you talk about Nico and how he's used the opportunity to play and where he's at right now?
Sure. You know, we'll go back to his first game in Montreal. He scored. He looked like a guy in his first NHL game, right? Some of those in Montreal, very quick team in their own end, and those reads were a challenge for him. And then he's just built. He's had a really good year in the American Hockey League learning the pro game. So now there are more nuanced things that he's going to get better at when he gets a little bit more time. But the big block things of who he's supposed to have, how he's supposed to pick a gap, have really improved well. And then you start to see some of the things that he can do at the offensive line that we may not have anybody else even right now that can do that, right? His cutbacks and his ability to possess the puck. And when he gets it across the line, he finds a seam in a lane awful. This guy's going to be a really good player for us. He's made huge strides. So that when everybody gets healthy, it's not necessarily Sammy Nieku coming out. We love the fact that he's playing. He's played the left side his whole career, plays the right side for us, and likes it over there. So there's lots to like with his game.